Okay, we are up to the afternoon Aleph of Rav. When Machlekes Rav Shmuel, Rav says that the reason for Shoyer, if for a bird is because of the Havola, the Fowler, and 10 Tvachim is enough Fowler to kill you, and less than 10 Tvachim is Fowler to be Mazik you. According to Shmuel, it's Chavot as well, that you get banged up, which 10 Tvachim is Chavot for Misa, and less than that is Chavot for Nezikin. And if a Shoyer falls in, it's chavata that in Srafkum Evora that the limbs have been moved about. Says Gemara, Eish will ask a question. How tall was the building where they used to stone people and throw people off? The Tanya, let me learn. And the person's height itself had a kansholos, so three stories high. If you tell me that what? That there is chavata even less than 10 tvachim. Okay, chavata for the zikin, why do you have to be so tall? Says the Gemara, but time according to you, Navi, Dasoda, why don't we make it 10 Tvachim? According to you, we should make it 10 Tvachim. You say that what, that the Chabot is not 10 Tvachim, you ask me a question, why don't you make it so high? So make it 10 Tvachim high. Why have to have it three stories? Elo, Kerab, Nachman, the reason I'm Nachman. Amram Nachman, Amar Abarbu, Amar Kroh, Amar Hafrech, Kamecha, Broil, and Misi, we want the best possible death, so make it even higher to die faster. Freddy Gemara, if so, Nigva Tzai, make it higher than two stories and together with him three stories. Make it five stories high. So he answers Mishum de Menavol. If you're too high, and then he falls down, the whole body falls apart, and it looks disgusting. Eitzel has a question. It says in the Pasuk, you have to build a mic around your house, because we're scared that the person will fall off from the house. So we dash in Mimenu from the house into the street, from the street into your house. Kate said, what do you mean the street, falling from the street? We're not worried about people falling from the street onto your house. That's not what the mic is for. The mic is from the house into the street. Why? What's Chad? Kate said, Machlek is still with what kills you, the foul layer or the impact. Kate said, Hoysh, it's just an abbing away, man. I saw it walking. Let's say the street was 10 walking above the roof. But not from the teichel or teichel. You fall off the street onto the guy's roof. Potter, you are potter. You don't have to build a mic. Amukam in menu, I saw it walking. Let's say it's more, if it's deeper than 10 tvachim, then enough on metoicha letoicha, you fell from the roof into the street, chayiv. If you fell from the roof into the street, then the chayiv, because mica means that your roof is 10 tvachim high. So if you're scared, the dinner mica is from your roof of the house to the street, but not from the street to your house. So another question. If you tell me that people get hurt even less than 10 tvachim, and that's the case of Ram Nachman, with the animal that fell into the water, and that's why he said he can't use it. So why do you need 10 tvachim? Even a roof that's 6 tvachim high, you should have to have a fence. People, because then the animal can fall off and get hurt. A house is different. We're not only concerned about people getting killed or anything getting killed, we're concerned about even people getting hurt. You know why less than 10 tvachim you don't need a mica? Not because you don't get hurt, but because it's not a house. The chol poch is masada la bayis, just like a sukkah. A house has to be a minimum of 10 tvachim high. So even if the roof is 10 tvachim high, the house itself is not 10 tvachim high because you have the roof. The roof itself takes up some space. Internally, if you walk into the house internally, it might be only 9 tvachim. And you tell me if you don't have a status of a house, you don't have a dinner maika, so how can you be chayv on 10 tvachim? Even the outside of the house, the exterior of the house is 10 tvachim. Dominate tikra mazi, we remove the roof from the cement and make away from the internals, and we'll have a soda. It won't be 10 tvachim. If it doesn't have the dinner of a house, you're not chayv. I'm looking in the chok megavoi. Internally, it's also 10 tvachim because you dug a little bit into the ground. So therefore, internally, you're standing in a house. It's 10 tvachim inside, and then you have 10 tvachim from externally.
Mark Lewis would say this is a house for hobbits.
Yeah. Well, a sukkah.
10 tvachim is not very big. It's not like this table.
Yeah, but look at a sukkah. A sukkah is 10 tvachim high, and that's a kosher sukkah.
Yeah,
that's kosher. So, what do you need 10 tvachim? If you're talking about digging inside the house, and that all we care about is 10 tvachim, because really, if the roof is 6 tvachim high and you fall off, you still get hurt. And the only reason why you need 10 tvachim is to happen in the house. And how can you have 10 tvachim in a house if the house is extremely 10 tvachim because you dug in the ground? What happened if you dug in the ground 6 tvachim? So, externally, the house is only 5 tvachim high, you should also be chayv. So, why dafka 10? If so, even externally there's no 10 tvachim, exterior is no 10 tvachim, you can have a case of Micah, you can have 10 tvachim internally, you go into Chok Bot Fei, you dug inside even more.
But if someone is knifeful, they're only going to fall 4 tvachim.
Yeah, they'll get hurt. They won't get killed, they'll get hurt. And you're chayv nezikin as well. Not just getting killed, to avoid killing. Elahayne time, Rav Nachman, you know why Rav Nachman says, that 10 tefachim house, you're in chayiv. No, really, you're right. There is no chabata less than 10 tefachim. Less than 10 tefachim, there's no real impact. Less than 10 tefachim. Less than 10 tefachim, it's only havala. You know what? You know why? So why in the case of the cow, when it's standing amas hamayim, a 6 tefachim deep? Why he says when animal fall in, the animal treif. So what he holds, because mikrisa the tura la'ara kamahavi, from the bottom of the stomach to the of an animal to the ground is how much, what distance? Arba, four. Arisa the delay kamahavi, and how deep is the water by the irrigation? She's a 6, because it's an amma. Total is asara. So it is 10 tefachim. The impact is 10 tefachim. But the water itself is 6 tefachim. And the animal to the ground is another 4 tefachim. So when it falls, it's not just not the legs that fall, the stomach also falls and hits the ground. There is 10 tefachim. But less than tefachim talking, there isn't any impact. Says the Gemara. Because of an animal gets hurt, impacted from 10 tefachim. So the Mishnah says that 10 tefachim is enough to kill. According to you, 6 tefachim also is enough because the animal is 4 tefachim to the ground and plus the 6 tefachim. Why does the Mishnah say 10 tefachim? Amri masnisin. Well, now Mishnah said that a boy has to be a minute of 10 tefachim before you're chayiv for getting killed. The ingadar leboy. Talking about he was lying. Because he was lying, there was no space between the stomach. It was lying on the surface of the bayir, so therefore it's 10 tefachim. But you're right. To get killed, you need 10 tefachim. A bayir only has to be 6 tefachim deep, because between from the animal to the ground is 4 tefachim. Just amazing how suddenly just changed the whole thing around. We learned until now it would be 10 tefachim, suddenly became 6 tefachim. And the only time it's 10 tefachim is if the animal's lying on the ground next to the bayir and falls in, and rolls in. Mishnah, boy shoshne shutfin. If you have a boy,
you're not counting the legs of the animal.
No, the legs don't kill you. It's the stomach. Boy shoshne tvachim, a boy of two shutfin, a boy of two partners. Over all of a rishon, the first guy went by the loyki so and didn't cover it. The hasheni, the second guy, the loyki so didn't cover it. Hasheni chayv, the second guy is chayv, and the first guy is potter. Why? Then what was to explain? Why is he potter? And we'll see what we're talking about. Talking about Amri, we say boy shashesh lutri. The Mishnah starts off saying that boy of two partners. Hechim mishkach lahakli be boy of two partners. Oh, nichis filan Rabbi Akiva. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva, the Amr says boy b'shusa chayiv. If you hold like Rabbi Akiva in the Rabbah's version, Rabbi Akiva is one of the machmas says boy your own shus. Everyone agrees that boy shus Rabbah is chayiv. Boy b'shusa chayiv. A boy b'shusa is talking about a cases where you were mafke. You built the boy permission. You mafke the area around the boy, and then you kept the ownership of the boy. Rabbi Akiva says, because it's bala boy, so you're chayiv. And Rabbi Shmuel says you're a potter. Everyone agrees, however, if you were mafke the area around the boy and you were mafke the boy, you are actually potter. Because when you dug the boy, you dug it with permission. You had every right to. When is it also when you're digging in Shusarab when you have no right to? Here you dug it in your own house when you had a right to, and then you were mafke everything. So there's no bala boy and there's no use of digging. You wouldn't be chayiv. So you're talking about where you mafke the area around the boy, but you retained ownership of the boy. So if you learn that about that, you can be privacy. So you can have shutfim. Two people own the boy together. Mishkach the bechatzis shushneim. They own both on the chatzis. The boy shushneim and the boy belongs to both. If kiri the shushon, the life kiri the boy. The mafke the shush. Fine. At least if the boy bishus the pot. If you hold that boy bishus a pot, if you hold like a bishmol, that a boy bishus a pot. So therefore, it must be that you dug it in the street. How can there be a boy of two partners? How in the world can you find a boy into two owners? If they both appointed a shlech, what are you going to tell me? That they both appointed a shlech, a third person, to go ahead and dig the boy. But Amri told him, Zil Karilun, go ahead and dig. And he dug for them. So because he represents both of them, therefore they are both a shluchim. But the Gemara, how can that be? Ain't shlech and varaveda. You can't have a shlech to make an aveda. The shlech is not chayiv, but the shlech is rather chayiv. The shlech is chayiv. Now, what exactly aveda? What aveda are you doing over here? Is a big machlekes. What's the aveda? If you're mazik, you got to pay. But what's the aveda? And the chinuch says, the famous chinuch says that why it says ain't only came mazhirin. Why? Because the Torah says you get a punishment for this aveda. We have to have a separate pasuk to be mazir. Says the chinuch, because otherwise any pasuk where it is not repeated twice, we would say, if I eat treif, I'll get malchus. But why can't I eat treif? It's up to me. If I'm happy to accept malchus, I'll accept malchus. You need another pasuk to tell you it's an aveda. So what's the aveda by nezikin? Maybe just if you mazir, you got to pay. It's a big machlekes, a shame, not here in Sanhedrin and other places. babasa, whether it's hafter kamoicha, whether it's when Taylor says a couple places shouldn't be mazik, another person will use that for all the zikin. There's like three or four. Others say something the rabban. This whole union of being the isa being mazik only the rabbanon, and then you want to bring it out when the ancient rabbeinu applies even with isa only the rabbanon, which is a machlekes, and so on. Now, so there's a Rashban, this Gemara here. This is a very big yeshiva shesugya. If they dug it, forget, there's no shlich. Because it's Rashveda, and you can't tell me use a goy, because by going there's no shlich. Ve'i dekara hai chamish, this guy dug five tfachim, ve'hai chamish, this guy dug five tfachim. Nu, the second guy is uchai, nostalgamized edition, the second guy took over. He's ha'nichal Rebbe, he makes it according to Rebbe, who says later on, that when it comes to the Zikin, if one guy dug part of it, since the first guy already made a hezek, and another guy just added to it and retained the fact that it made a hezek, so then they're both reshutvim and mishkachla. Makes sense. Ela Rebbe lemisa, when it comes to misa, the first guy he only made 9 tefachim, which doesn't kill. The second guy made the 10th tefach, which kills. According to Rebbe, he's moedah that the second guy takes over the entire ownership. All the rabbanon ben lemisa ben zikin rabbanon hold. Even the zikin, once the second guy came and dug a bit more, the second guy is totally responsible. Heichim mishkachla. How can you ever have a boy of two partners on the street? They both picked, had a shovel together, and they dug the dirt out together. Vishlim lasara made a 10th tefachim. Together,
one shovel.
Two people did the one action. Exactly. Yeah. My Rebbe, my Rabban. What you're alluding to, Rabban? Who are they? A guy dug a boy 9 tefachim. Another guy came and dug a 10th one. The second guy's chai because he's getting misa. Rebbe says, I agree with you. The second guy's the one that made misa possible. Since the first guy already made a little bit of a hezek, the second guy just added to it. They're both equally responsible. My time with the rabbanu. What's the rabbanu? Why on the second guy? I'm a crow. Ki yiftach v'chi yifre. You open a boy or you dug a boy. We had this already before. If you're a chai for opening a boy, al kiel is kolki. Aren't you liable if you dug a tire boy? I learned a new din from here. Koyra acha koyra. That if one guy dug and a second guy dug, shesilik ma'aser ishin. It's the second guy is actually held responsible. But Rebbe Amloch Hanu Mitzrichir Aminim. We need the kiyiftach kiyicher for all the limud you learned before that a lid is enough even for kira. That if you dug a big hole, or if you put a lid, you have to fill it back up and so on. But Rabban Nami Mitzrichir was needed for that. Elahein the time that Rabban needed for makro kiyicher says kiyicher ish in singular boy echad v'loish nine. It's a kiyicher ish boy. If a person digs a boy, only one person is responsible and not two. Rebbe, how a boy line either for ki yichre ish boy will a shoy boy. For me, I learned now that only if a person dug a boy, you're responsible. If my shoy dug a boy, I'm not reliable. But Rabbanon to the ish boy, see what it says twice, ish boy. But Rebbe, I did the cause of high, no die. Second one is written just because the first one's written. Okay, we know that one person is high. Behind which one? You decide it's the second one. Maybe it's the first one. Lo yisachet that it can be. No, because in the posik, if you kill the animal, it says v'hameis yieloi. The mace belongs to him. Ahu the ka'avid misa. Who's it belong to? The one who killed the animal. Not the first guy who owns the zikin. We need it for look at the rava. We need a mace yieloi. The rava tell you, rava. We know that hegdish you're potted. If you damage the animal, you're potted. But shoyer psule hamikdashim, an animal that was that had a mum. The dinner, the owner takes it back, but he can't really have full ownership of it. He can only use it to shecht and basav lechalav and tizbach v'legeza. You know, you're not allowed to share the wool and so on and so forth. Should not follow that animal. So now there's partial ownership. It falls in the boy. Potted. I'm potted. Never it says. But hamase yieloi b'misha hamase loy only if the person whose animal fell in, you have total ownership. The has total ownership. And therefore, a sharp says he doesn't have total ownership. He can't move the cow. He can't share the wool of the cow. Therefore, I'm not held liable. The lab and mele, shamet b'nei, and the chamele, we know, v'ahuda v'ad misa askinen. And since the Rebbe says, we live in this passage, and he's talking about misa, says the Rebbe, only by misa we say the second guy is liable. When it comes in a zikin, they're both liable. Tell him what we learned. Echad l'chay v'asara, if one guy dug a boy, 10 tefachim. Uvo acha v'shtim l'bei, chof, another guy came and made another 10 tefachim. Now remember, the first guy already did enough to kill. And the second guy added another amount, which is enough to kill. Uvo acha v'shtim l'shtim, each one added another amount to kill. Kul l'chayovim. They're all chayiv. We'll soon see whether this follows the Rabbanon who says that it follows, but by Misa we say, everybody says you follow the, Rebbe says you follow the second one. Over here it says you follow, each one is responsible. So there's,
We'll see what the Rebbe could be made, because each one did enough to do miss, each one did 10 tefachim. But I mean, I'll ask a question that says, one guy dug a bird of 10 tefachim, came along another person, Visayid, another person came along, and he made it narrow by putting over the plaster and the kayid, and he made all kinds of images on the wall. That he, you know, he put plaster, then he made images on the plaster to make it look nice. But what he did was he narrowed the width of the wall. Now, when it was wider, it had a lot more air inside it. But now, when it's very wide, we learned before that the foul air isn't so bad. It's only the narrower it is, the worse the air. So the second guy actually made the air more foul because he made it narrower by putting all this plaster. Here we say, before by 10, 20, 30, we said all chayv. So let's say that the second one is Rebbe, he says you go after the last one, and the first one is Rabbanon, he says they're all equally responsible. No, everyone thinks Rabbanon, that why, that whole, that they're all, that the only second guy is chayv. When Rabbanon said the last guy is chayv, the first guy did not do enough to kill. The first guy did enough to kill. I feel that Rabbanon made the Rabbanon, they're all chayv. And the case of the plaster and the case of putting image in the car, Ovid Kamashimi, so the first guy did enough to kill, and yet why is the second guy liable? Uktoni, Achen Chai, Luchayde, they should both be liable. According to Rabbanon, they're both, not like Rebbe says the second guy is Chai by Misa. Rabbanon holds they're all equally responsible. So how come the only second guy who put the plaster in is Chai? Because of such a wide boy, it didn't have enough foul air to kill somebody. It was all the proportional. This guy came along and put the plaster. He actually narrowed the width of the boy, so he's the one who created the conditions to be able to kill an animal. Everything agrees to that. But by Misa, we follow. By Misa, we say the same guy is Chayiv. So the second price, we understand. That they're all chayv. It makes sense. This is that the all chayv makes sense because each one killed. Hoduk Tani Achron, and this is that says the last guy's chayv. The first guy didn't do anything enough to kill or to hurt because it was a wide area. Another guy made it narrow enough that it can cause damage or kill. Amar Rav says Rav. What happens? He niach even up here. There was a boy in the ground. I put stones around the top of the boy, so now the boy is 10 tefachim deep. Previously, the boy might have been only 7 or 8 tefachim deep or 9 tefachim deep, and I added a stone, which now, if you're inside the boy, it's 10 tefachim deep. Vishlim la sora, and I made a 10. So who's responsible? This is the machlekes of Rebbe and Rabban. This is the machlekes of Rebbe and Rabban. So Rebbe says that by Misa, the second guy is chayiv. And by Nezikin, they're both chayiv, and the Rabbanon say that well, that in both cases, yeah. So the Gemara,
in a sense, by putting a barrier around it,
it's not a barrier. It's only one tefach chayiv. It's not a barrier. Yeah.
But theoretically, it's making you harder for something.
Not for tefach chayiv. Tefach chayiv, you just fall right, trip right over it, and stones are not fixed in the ground. You trip. So the Gemara. So what are you telling me? Of course, what's the chiluk of the air if you added the hole by digging another hole in the ground, making a 10 tefachim deep, or you made a 10 tefachim deep by adding a layer of rocks, stones all around it? Taking one, no, it's a big difference. I would have thought, this whole Gemara here seems to be following Rav. We're talking about Havol all the time. Because as far as Chabot is concerned, does it make a difference if you dig another tefach in the ground or if you put stones on top? Either way, it's a 10 tefachim drop. So this whole difference is Havolah, which is Rav. We would have thought, when do you add stale air, foul layer, only if you're digging in the ground itself another tefach? Avol lemaila the loy Havolah, did they kakotil lemaila? Yeah, you put a little bit of wall, so I didn't create any new air. The air was there before. Emaloy, I'm not chayiv. Kamashlon, you are. This is going to Rav. But you know, Rav has a question. What about toss tefach? What about if a guy dug a burn night for deep and another guy then went ahead and dug another tefach made a 10, and then he filled that 10th one. What happens with Sila Kavan of Mao? What about the guy dug a 10th tefach? No, Reuven did 9 tefachim, Shimon then did a 10th one, and then Shimon went and covered that 10th one. Or he put a stones around the top and he removed it. Do we say he's gone now? Whatever he did, he's gone. So back to the first guy. Or we say when he added 10 tefach, he took over ownership. And now that he took over ownership, even though he took away one tefach, but there's still 9 tefachim. You're the balabas. Do we say my other chocolate, whatever he added, contributed, he removed? I did when the stalker my sedition, the kamalekulabishus say. And now that you added 10 tefach, you took over complete liability. Yeah, so therefore, the first guy is gone. Teiku. What about if you have a boy 8 tefachim deep? Umehen shnei tefachim mayim. If you have a boy that's only 8 tefachim deep, but 6 tefachim of space and 2 tefachim of water, chayiv, you are chayiv. Why chayiv? We have 10 tefachim. Because each tefach of water, my timer called tefach de maya kitrei de yabashadami. Every tefach of water is equal to 2 tefachim of empty space, because it can damage you as well. The ear from the water can damage you as well. So 2 tefachim of water makes it 4 tefachim of space. It's like total 10 tefachim. So the question is a dafka 2 tefachim? Boy, who? Boy, what about boy tisha? Boy 9 tefachim? Umehen tefach echemayim? Have 1 tefach of water? Do we say the same thing? Now, me, I'm in the kivin to lenefish and mayim. Only 1 tefach of water. Less behavol doesn't really have that foul there. I deal with kivin to amik tvei, because now it's deeper. In fact, before it was 8 tefachim of depth. Now you have 9. Before it was 6 tefachim of depth. And now you have 8 tefachim of depth. It's much worse. Eat bahavola, so you have the combination of eight tefachim of space and 1 tefach of water. It definitely kills you. What about boy shiva? A boy of 7 tefachim. Umehen shloish tefachimayim. A boy of 7 tefachim. So you only have 4 tefachim of ear and 3 tefachim of water. And you say each tefach of water is 2 tefachim. We tell the 6 is 10. Now, me, do we say even in the fish of mine tvei is bahavola? Do we say because there's 3 tefachim of water, definitely it kills you? Question is it the combination of the open space of the air and the water the combination, or is it the water itself that kills you? And that's the chesafke teiku. What about if a guy dug a bar 10 tefachim deep, another guy came along and made it wider? What's it in then? Amalei, good on him. How they meet havala? Remember again, we're following the whole gemara follows Rav. Because if the problem is only chabot, he made it worse. Because now it's easier to fall in. But we're talking about going to Rav, was the whole thing's havala. He took away some of the havala by making the area wider. What happened? Amalei, adirab, had a kid of his acre. Sorry, I skipped the line. Had amalei had a meet havala. He was a mayit the havala. He gave a bracha. I can argue before the trench ended over here, and the animal would not have fallen in because you widened by another amma, for example, it reached the area that the animal is, and you made it worse. So let's see. Let's see what killed him. If it's the havala killed him, then good on him. He actually reduced the havala, so anything you should commend him. But if the animal fell from the impact, so here it seems like we're following Shmuel, because Shmuel says both are responsible for the death. So here we get a coroner to come in and do an analysis to see what caused. Look, they were able to determine what caused the cause of death as well. Both the impact. The question is, what killed them? The chabot or the havala? So they were able to do that. That's interesting. Let's see. If he fell down from the side that you made it wider to, so obviously you killed it. But if, let's say, that the animal fell in from the other side, not where you widened it, then clearly, good on him, you were made havala. It seems to be a very practical answer. Why wasn't this the first answer? And this, why we need any other answers? Itma, we learn, boy, that's a square. The depth and the width are exactly the same. Rabbi, one of them says that there is still considered foul air, it's enough to kill you. Yes, if it's exactly, let's say, 10 tefachim deep and 10 tefachim wide, it'll kill you. If it's 10 tefachim deep and 11 tefachim wide, you're all right. The chadama, no. If they're equal, they're also all right. Le'elam ein behevel. You know when it's bad? That if it's 10 tefachim deep and 9.5 tefachim wide, that's when it kills you. Over Allah, Varish, like you say, the first guy walked by, didn't cover it. Varish, ein mezmifte. So when is the first guy? When do we say the first guy? You're dismissed. You're no longer involved. What had to happen? That's tam. They could be just like there's 2 shots and you're both liable. But if the first guy walked away, the second guy walked away later, he's chai. What's the case here? So Rav says, "Omer Shmuel Rabbi Moni Chadom." One of them says, "Mishemenichay Mishdamish." The first guy stopped using the boy, walked away, and the second guy is still using it. So who's responsible now to cover it? The second guy. The Chadom Mishayim Tzalei Dilyoy. When you gave him a Rashi Taitz Dilyoy, which is very odd because usually Dilyoy means a bucket. Here Rashi Taitz Dilyoy means a cover. If the first guy gave the cover, not enough that he walked away, but he gave him the cover, which make sure you cover it when you finish, then the first guy's responsibilities are over, and the second guy takes over. The Rambam and others learned that the Dilyoy means a bucket. That when he gave the bucket over and he said, okay, you continue filling or taking water out, I'm finished. Says Gemara Ketanoi. It's actually Machlek Tanoim. Hamad Lamayim Boir. If a guy was drawing water from a boir, Vochaveid Vamalai, another guy came and said, Hanachli, leave me. Vani Ed Lamayim, and I will take water. Kivin Shehinicha Mishtamish Potter. As soon as you walked away and you stopped using the well, the other guy did. The other guy's responsible to cover it. Now, bless me, Akarem Mishim Shalai Dilyoi. Now, here Dilyoi seems to be more like the Rambam that's talking about the bucket. When he gave him the Dilyoi, Urashi learned he gave him the actual cover. Rashid Kishi Haboy. Says you want to write B'mai Kamik, what's Machlek is. Now, every time you have Shutvim, the question is, does each one own only half, but we don't know, therefore each one has a right to use the whole thing, which has Maiser, or each one has part in the whole thing. Rabbi Lezer, Yaakov, Sala Yesh Breda, we had this thing more in HaShutvim in the Dorim. Rabbi Lezer, Yaakov says that what, that there's a Breda, so therefore, Bushas, I'm using it, the entire well is mine. High midid day come in Malish. When I'm drawing the water, the entire well is mine. But high midid day come Malish. When you're drawing water, and so therefore, when I'm drawing water, I'm not borrowing from you. The entire thing is mine to use it. That's the shutvus. When I use it, the entire thing is mine. So therefore, I'm not a shoyl on your half. Your half is not here right now. So therefore, when I gave it over to you, it's completely yours, and you're responsible. But abundance of the aim breda. So therefore, even though I'm using it, half the well is mine, but half the well is yours. So what right do I have to use this? Like I'm borrowing it. If I'm borrowing it, then I'm responsible. Then the second guy's responsible. Amar Avinu said, Avinu says, "V'ozel tamayu." Now we learned how shutvim should know that if two shutvim made a net that won't have any enough from each other, asurin lechones lechotzer. I'm not walking to your chotzer. I'm not walking to chotzer because I'm walking. Part of the chotzer is yours, and I'm walking into your chotzer. But I'm listening. Yaakov is then nichetar shaloi, v'zeh nichetar shaloi. I can walk in on my own entire field because when I'm walking in, yes, breda as if the entire field, whichever area I'm walking, that's mine. The mic, if you can see, yes, breda, highly the nafshi, I have a high nafshi. When I'm walking, whatever area I'm walking is that I is mine. But I'm on a sabri aim breda, so I'm walking in part of your area and I'm borrowing it. And therefore, I'm in an edit, I'm not allowed to. Omer Abelazar, I'm moicha boy le chaveda. If I sell you a boy, keep a shemasa le dilyoy, the moment.
And you
say
it's uncovered.
Yeah.
So do you say, well, it's the last fellow's responsibility,
I don't have to cover it? Well, you don't know who the last fellow is, then you're both high. Somebody in a case where they're both there together, and then the guy says, in a case where it's clear who
he
the second.
The lid, and he goes.
Exactly. It has to be clear. As soon as you gave him the cover or the bucket to draw the water, you're kind of. Hey, what are we talking about? Ibe Kaspa, what kind of Kenyan is a lid? If he paid money for it, the money is with karka, you're kind of karka. Ibe Chazaka, which is another method of being kind of karka, he fixed something up. Likne be Chazaka. But we know that by Chazaka, we're learning more about Basa. When you make a Chazaka, I have to first give you instructions. I have to tell you, okay, now I'm happy to sell you the property. Go and be machzik in the property. Giving you the cover of the bar is tantamount to saying Lech Chazaka. Now you can go ahead and do the chazaka. The kiva shemas ledilyoi is command only lechazek kinyami. So it's not the kinyan. This is the precursor to the kinyan. Amar Shmuel Levi, Amaycha buys the chaveda. A guy sells the house to his friend. So talking about precursors, kiva shemas lemafteach kana. Give you the key of the house, you kinyan. We had more pesachim of dal over there. What the idea of the key is, but here we learn parshat klar that the key is not the kinyan. Hey, dummy, ibe kasa. The guy bought the house by paying, purchased with money. Licked the bekasa, but that's the kinyan. And ibe chazaka because he repaired the door or something. Licked the chazaka. What I have to give the key for? La oilim bechazaka. The kinyan. The method is chazaka. Uboyi lemeima. But when does chazaka work? I have to tell you leich chazek ukri. Go ahead and be kinyan. For the kivin shemosa lemafteach. So they gave the key. He's command omer leich chazek ukri dummy. So I'm giving you the permission to go ahead and make the kinyan. So the key is not the kinyan. Is a chazaka. That Omer Ishlaki, Rabbiana, the instructions in Rabbiana, Hamoicher, Eidel Chaveda. If you sell a flock of sheep to your friend, Kivin Shemosel and Mashchuchi, the moment I gave him over the Mashchuchi, we'll see what that is. Kana, he's Kaina. Again, Hechidomi, this is the precursor. What is it? Even Mashicha, Likli Mashicha, if he draw the sheep, he's Kaina. Even Mesidah, give Mesidah, by giving the reins. Loyal Mashicha. But a Boyal and Meme has to tell him, Leich Mashicha Kni, go ahead and draw it and be Kaina. We keep in the Mosul and Mashchuchis, as soon as he gave the Mashchuchis, command Omel and Leich Mashicha Kni, as if he told him, go and draw me Kaina. My Mashchuchis, what is the Mashchuchis? Hocha Tag, we hear we tag, Kakash, the bell that he used to wave the bell and the enemies to come. They used to have a custom, have a goat, lead all the goats. This guy from Galil wants Darshan, the Lord of Chizah. Kad Rog is Raya Alana, when the shepherd is angry with his flock. He puts a goat that's blind to lead it, and it will fall in every hole, and all the goats will follow him. And Rashi says, he's a rabbi. If the Abish doesn't like a community, he'll give them a rabbi who's so bad that he'll just take them and draw them, pull the whole place down, and they'll follow him blindly, and it'll ruin the whole community. What's the